Motivation on a Hill. This podcast is delivered and copyrighted by Jan Johnston Tyler of Eva Libre Consulting, helping neurodiverse individuals in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. You may distribute this relaxation exercise freely, but please do not alter it in any way. This is Motivation on a Hill. Please allow 15 minutes to complete this exercise and do not listen to this podcast while driving or performing any task that requires relaxation. Motivation on a Hill. This podcast is delivered and copyrighted by Jan Johnston Tyler of Eva Libre Consulting, helping neurodiverse individuals in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. You may distribute this motivation exercise freely, but please do not alter it in any way. This is Motivation on a Hill. Please allow 15 minutes to complete this exercise and do not listen to this podcast while driving or performing any task that requires concentration. Let's begin. Find a comfortable seat on a couch or a chair which supports your back and where your feet lightly touch the floor. Settle in and get comfortable. Arms at your side, feet on the floor, and shoulders relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Again, in and out. As you breathe out, feel the tension leave your body and your body becoming heavy. Breathe in and out. In and out. As you breathe, we are going to do a muscle relaxation technique called the glue. It's very simple. As you are breathing, imagine a pool of orangish yellow light on the top of your skull, about the size of a coaster or an orange. As you imagine this light, feel its presence as a warm glow, neither hot nor cold, but soothing and warm, and relaxing all of the muscles at the top of your skull. All of the stress melts away as you imagine this glowing light. Every time you exhale, the stress melts into the light. Now imagine that the pool of light is moving down over your entire scalp, warmth radiating and melting the stress away in its path. The glow travels down over your scalp and to the top of your ears, glowing and melting the stress, bathing your head in yellow-orange light. Moving now over the tops of your cheekbones, releasing tension and stress in your upper jaw, at the top of your spine, glowing and melting the stress. And moving down over your face, neck, and lower jaw, melting, glowing, releasing stress over the tip of your chin and down your neck. Your jaw feels heavy, loose, and comfortable. Next to the top of your back, the base of your neck, feel the golden light spreading gently over your shoulders. Feel your shoulders loosen and relax, letting go of all of the tension they hold. The top of your spine, feel the warmth loosen the muscles, releasing them. See the light travel over your chest, where we hold so much stress, over your upper arms, down to your elbows and feel all the warm glow as all of these muscles become loose. Traveling now over the middle back, over your chest, down to your belly. Feel the light glow move down your forearms, over your wrists, over your palms, down your fingers, and feel the stress and tension melt off the tips of your fingers with the golden light. Breathe in and out. Breathe in, breathe out. Each breath releases more stress. Now the light is traveling over your pelvis and lower back, releasing all of the tension in your sacrum or tailbone, moving over your bottom to the tops of the large muscles in your thighs. Feel the tension release in all of these muscles. Golden light glowing, warm, relaxed. The warmth moves down your thighs to your knees, releasing the joints, making them loose and flexible, down to the top of your calves, releasing these muscles, loose, comfortable, warm. Down to your ankles, feel the warm glow traveling over the top of your feet, over your heels, spreading over your instep, and to the tips of your toes. As you continue to breathe, you notice that your feet feel very heavy. You know that you could lift them if you wanted, but it might be hard. You feel rooted, relaxed, calm, neither too hot nor too cold, relaxed. Stay with that feeling, the light glowing slightly, keeping your muscles relaxed as you breathe in and out. In and out. Now that you are completely relaxed, we are going to imagine taking a little trip. Although you will still be fully conscious, part of you will be going to a hill overlooking a town and experience it as if you were really there. You will enjoy this trip immensely, so much in fact that if you become tired tomorrow or later this week or next, you will remember this visit to this hill and you will immediately feel relaxed and energized and motivated. Now, I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of an elevator in a quiet lobby of a wonderful hotel somewhere in a lovely town. You press the button to the elevator and the doors quietly open. You step in and press the button to the top floor, two floors up. The doors close with a quiet whoosh. And the elevator moves slowly up, up, up. As the elevator, the doors close with a quiet whoosh, and the elevator moves slowly up, up, up. As the elevator moves, you feel yourself becoming energized, but even more relaxed. Up, up, up. When the doors open, you find yourself on a grassy hill, which gently slopes down to a town below. It is mid-morning, the sun is shining, and you can see the townspeople bustling about in their daily routines. No one is in a hurry, really, but each person seems to have a sense of importance about their tasks as they go about their work with energy. You watch as you see a team of three people making short work of stacking boxes that were jumbled in a pile. One man tosses a box to another, and he to the third, who stacks them carefully, quickly, and skillfully. When they finish, you watch as they stand back and smile and high-five at the job they have completed. Over in the distance, you see a young man with a small child, and the man is carrying a large load of fresh laundry. One by one, he picks up a sheet and clips it to the laundry line, while the small child holds the other end, picks it up, clips one end, then the other, and on to the next piece, until the basket is empty. The child claps with glee, and the man picks her up, spins her over his head while she laughs. They go inside. Closer to you, you see a woman who is on a roof making a small repair to several shingles that have come loose. Without hesitation, she places shingle after shingle in place, quickly hammering them into position. She does this work so effortlessly and quickly that it seems almost like a well-orchestrated dance. Pick up, place, hammer. Pick up, place, hammer. Pick up, place, hammer. Soon the corner of the roof is as good as new, and the woman sits back on her haunches and throws her arms up in a victory sign. Every place you look, you see people working alone or together, starting, doing, completing jobs. Everyone is motivated, no one is overwhelmed, and all of them seem to take great satisfaction in completing their tasks. You feel energized just watching them, and you feel your muscles humming with desire to get to work. They know, as you do, that not all of their work will be completed today. That's okay. Tomorrow is another day, next week is a brand new week, and the ebb and flow of work and rest goes on and on. As you continue to watch this town and its people, you realize that everything they do, everything they complete, has value and gives them a sense of worth, of accomplishment, and purpose. It is truly awesome to watch these individuals and groups of people and see how they contribute to the whole of the town, each in his or her own way. As you get up from your sitting place on the hill and turn to walk back to the elevator, you feel a renewed sense of purpose in your own life and in your own work, whether it is to clean a closet, finish a novel, or get your taxes done. All of it contributes to your town and gives you a sense of purpose and accomplishment. Thinking now of all the ways you can contribute, you realize that doing one thing at a time, getting one thing checked off your list, is a great start, and that you now have the motivation to make that happen. You press the button to call the elevator, and when it arrives, you step in. With one last look at this amazing town, the door closes with a whoosh, and you began to travel down one floor, then another, coming back to this room as you travel gently down in the elevator. The door of the elevator opens, and you step out into the foyer of the hotel, feeling revitalized, energized, and ready to take on your day. When you are ready, You open your eyes, feeling refreshed and invigorated, ready to go about your day, taking this energy and motivation with you. Thank you for joining me today in this exercise, and blessings to you on this day.